What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. This is not a drill. This is not April Fool's Day. The Dallas Cowboys are pulling off the biggest trade, sending a star player out of Dallas since Herschel Walker in 1989. And Ian Rappaport, Micah Parsons gets his payday in Green Bay.
A blockbuster trade for the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys, landing the Packers maybe the best defensive player in the NFL.
It's time for the Score Evening Show, weeknights 6 till 9 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's your host, Judson Richards.
Well, a game record traded to the NFC North just days before the season begins. Where have we heard that one before? Back in 2018, of course. It was the Bears who traded for Khalil Mack with the Raiders, and today the Green Bay Packers make the blockbuster trade for Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys. Hi, everybody. Judson Richards with you all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. That is the news that we are reacting to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Here's what we got for you coming up at 6:20 this evening. Sparky Pfeiffer from 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. We will get his reaction to the Parsons news. Mike Golo Jr., the national perspective. He'll join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Patrick Finley will talk Bears with us coming up at 8 o'clock. And we want to get your reaction, 312-644-6767. Not only with phones, we'll take your texts as well. Again, 312-644-6767. Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. We did hear whispers, not only that Jerry Jones was taking phone calls on his top pass rusher, but potentially it could be the Packers. Did not necessarily think it would happen. Lo and behold, it did. What a couple of hours it has been, in fact. Vibes aren't great after the Giants go ahead and sweep the Cubs. And the Brewers lost today, so a chance to pick up a little bit of speed heading into Colorado tomorrow to take on the lowly Rockies. But the Cubs lose, and Micah Parsons is added to the Green Bay Packers. 312-644-6767. Is this a move you think the Bears should have made? We'll take your reaction. So let's talk about the deal itself. This is what it looks like. Again, the Cowboys did get one player back. The Cowboys received defensive tackle Kenny Clark, a good player from the Packers, mind you, and two first-round picks in return. Parsons agreed to a four-year, $188 million deal with the Packers that includes $120 million fully guaranteed at signing, which makes him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. And I haven't broken down the Packers' numbers just yet. Perhaps we'll talk more about that with Sparky Pfeiffer. But they, you know, they have given the lucrative deal to Jordan Love, their quarterback. So they're paying top-tier quarterback money. And now a guy who is not named a quarterback, the second highest paid, or in fact the top highest paid, is also a Green Bay Packer. So an incredible amount of money going to just two players now for the Green Bay Packers. On the flip side of that, as the Bears get set to start the season with the Minnesota Vikings in 11 days, they will see the Packers week 14 and week 16. And as we are now 11 days out, the Bears still have yet to name a left tackle. Not the best place to be as you see a player the caliber of Micah Parsons joining the NFC North. Oh, by the way, you also have Aiden Hutchinson and a number of top pass rushers. But again, one of the best players. Now, how good is Micah Parsons? Let's just put this in the conversation to try to get an idea about who has been added to the NFC North. ESPN did their top 100 players for a projection of the 2025 season. Parsons is ninth out of the top 10. As far as non-quarterbacks, he came in as the fifth highest projected player in 2025. Statistically speaking, again, Micah Parsons drafted number 12 overall, 2021 by the Dallas Cowboys, was a defensive rookie of the year. How good has he been since then? Since 1982, Parsons is one of two players to record at least 12 sacks in each of their first four seasons. Joining, you probably heard of this guy. He's a Hall of Famer named Reggie White, who did that in 1985 to 1988. It's hard to believe, like if you think about it, first and foremost, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan or a Dallas sports fan, how long ago was when you had to say goodbye to Luka Doncic? So Luka now gone for the Dallas Mavericks. Like, Luka had to be shocked by this news. Probably his, yeah, I mean, that's really something. Like, first and foremost, it's just like, Jerry, what, how are you operating? Well, you're operating as a guy who hasn't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s. Like, that part of it makes sense. Because what have they been doing in Dallas? If they do pay their stars, they pay them late. And if you pay them late, they just get more expensive. So Micah Parsons probably should have been paid last season. And he would have been a lot cheaper than he is now. But the Myles Garrett deal and the Watt deal made him that much more expensive. And then here are the Green Bay Packers that raise their hand and say, hey, guess what? I'll pay that money. No problem. I'll pay that money. Some people are pretty shocked by this news. In fact, some are so shocked they said, well, this would never happen. This would never happen. One of those guys that knows about winning a Super Bowl in Dallas, here's what Michael Irvin said earlier today on ESPN about the potential of Micah Parsons being traded.
Micah Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Micah Parsons to go anywhere. All of it, all of this is part of the negotiations. And as I talked to Jerry the other day on my podcast, and he was talking about it the other day when he tried to make that offer, he said somebody told him to shove it up his rear and all of that. I honestly, it blew my mind. It blew my mind that any kind of conversation like that would be going on in a situation like this. Micah Parsons, I want him to take control of this thing and say, I don't care about you two and whatever y'all got going. Get y'all butts in a room and get my money on that paper. That's what you need to be doing. So I'm hoping that's what gets done. But I guarantee Micah Parsons not going anywhere. Oof. Jerry's not that crazy. This is all what we call just negotiation stuff.
It really is hard to believe. Like the Lakers, very much, you feel like we're able to benefit of just some terrible decision making from the Dallas Mavericks. And now it feels like another team has benefited, and it's not the team that we want to benefit in the NFC North, as the Green Bay Packers have added Micah Parsons. And this is one of those where, again, Michael Irvin, just there on ESPN, said, get them in a room. This all started of what unfolded in a room. You hear the term operating in bad faith. Micah Parsons attended a mandatory June minicamp. He was at training camp going through a hold-in. But prior to that, in March, Parsons set up a meeting with owner and general manager Jerry Jones that he wrote in his trade request was to discuss leadership only, to have Jones begin talking about a contract. So Parsons goes to meet with Jerry Jones. This is to have a leadership discussion. Jones disputed this. But Parsons goes on to say that the two came to an agreement on the length, total money, and guaranteed money on an extension. And this is not the first time you've heard of Jerry Jones cornering a player without an agent and trying to agree to terms. So they felt like, hey, we've got this worked out. Micah says, cool, if we're talking contracts and we're going to sign on the dotted line, we're going to get my agent involved. And that's where the mushroom cloud of this really, really erupted. Because the Dallas Cowboys said, well, that they're, you know, his camp, his agency wasn't willing to talk. I think that they weren't going to let them operate in bad faith. And Jerry Jones, Supposedly a very, very wealthy man doesn't seem to like to spend money. Like, that's one thing about the Dallas Cowboys. There's a ceiling and there's a floor when it comes to cap in the NFL. Jerry operates at the bottom of that floor. And so you feel like he was trying to get a deal, he was trying to get one over on what is a age 26 player in Micah Parsons and a guy that is headed towards becoming a Hall of Famer. We're taking your reaction, 312-644-6767. How do you think this impacts the NFC North? Is this a deal that you think that the Bears potentially should have made? Like, do you want Ryan Poles to also be on that phone like Brian Gutekunst was for the Green Bay Packers? Did the Bears miss out on a major opportunity to land Micah Parsons? And one of the first things that you saw in the side-by-side of this deal that was made was a deal that was made for Khalil Mack back in 2018 with the then Oakland Raiders. Now, if you had to do that deal over, would you undo it? We know how good that deal looked in 2018, but that seemed to be, you know, I think we all remember that game that Khalil Mack had, that first game. I want to say that was a Monday Night Football game, where it was like everything that was said about Khalil came out, may have been in the first snap of the game and over those four quarters. It was never really as good as that first game was. It wasn't bad by any means. And I don't think it's a deal that you would necessarily undo. I'll let you decide that as a Bears fan, but it didn't go as great as you think it would.
I would say throughout the course of 2018, it was 100% worth it. Because if you watched every game in 2018, you felt his impact on a game-to-game basis.
No doubt.
And it was less so in 2019 and lesser even more in 2020. There were injuries in there, obviously. I don't think he was ever 100% healthy after 2018. But anyway, personally, I would still make that Khalil Mack trade again.
And you could feel the player somewhat elevate an organization.
Right. Well, that Bears defense in particular, going into 2018, everyone felt like was already a top 10 defense, and he made them the best defense in the NFL.
No doubt. 12-4. Allen Robinson was very good on the station earlier today talking about that season. We know how it ended. We don't need to relive that now because it's a rough day already.
Right. And here, well, it's just since we're talking about the impact of a single player and how they can impact a defense. So Bill Barnwell tweeted this out. Over the past 4 years, the Cowboys are the league's best defense with Micah Parsons on the field by EPA per play. Across a 1,039-play sample, they're the league's second-worst defense over the same stretch by EPA per play when he is not on the field. That's how big of a difference he made in Dallas. You presume he makes the similar difference in Green Bay.
Right. I mean, would you say Khalil Mack in 2018, it's tough to go back in time, but Khalil Mack in 2018 and Micah Parsons today, you probably say Mike is the better player.
I may be
a prisoner of the moment. How about this? Brad Biggs put this together for us. Brad Biggs of the Tribune does a great job with Molly and Holly just about each and every morning. Brad Biggs, 18 players had 9 or more sacks last season, okay? 18 players, 9 or more. The Bears will face half of those guys this season. Trey Hendrickson, who had 17.5, led football. Kyle Van Noy. Jonathan Gennard. Micah Parsons with 12. By the way, Micah had 12 in 13 games. He missed 4 games last year. TJ Watt, 11.5. Dante Fowler, 10.5. Nick Bosa had 9 of them. Dexter Lawrence had 9 as well. They get Gennard and Parsons twice now. Like, it's like, all right, the Bears don't have to face Micah Parsons when they play the Cowboys in a few weeks. Well, they get them twice with the Green Bay Packers and for the foreseeable future. You know, this was actually in our rundown today, this evening, to discuss should the Bears look to trade for Micah Parsons. And I can look at the rundown and tell you what I would have said for what is now a very, very moot point, and I would have said no. I would have said no, first and foremost, because the Bears are not one player away. You're going to have to give up an incredible amount of draft capital, and when you are still trying to build an overall roster, then you need those first overall picks, those first-round picks. And one of the issues that the Bears have is not only do they keep cutting third-round picks, they keep having to pay third-round picks or fourth-round picks. right? For the Bears to need to repair their interior offensive line, they had to go out and buy past third-round picks or fourth-round picks, right? Drew Dahlman was a third-rounder, for example. So in order to find yourself in a place where you can go after a player like Micah Parsons, you have to hit on your second, third, even fourth-round picks to create great roster depth. So you are, if not great, good to very good all over. So you are okay with giving up first-round picks for a player that has the ability that Micah Parsons has to absolutely be a game wrecker. So I would have said no. First of all, the Bears are still trying to figure out if their quarterback is the guy in Caleb Williams ultimately, right? You may think he is. I may think he is. Do we know for certain? Absolutely not. You don't. They don't. We haven't seen it yet. But to find out if he's the guy, you can't be making these kinds of moves. The Packers believe Jordan Love is the guy, at least by way of pay. They've paid him that big contract. And so, to ask that same question now for the Packers, do they think that they're a team that is one player away? And I think you got their answer. I mean, does Micah Parsons out to the Packers absolutely make them the favored team in the division? Like, not only the best team in the NFC North, but do they become now the most likely team to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
And I think they do. I think they do. By the way, there's a lot of people that think that the Packers were heading towards being the best team in the NFC North. Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 The Fan, will join us coming up at 6:20. We'll get an idea the reaction in Milwaukee. But if you look at what has transpired around the NFC North, right? I mean, you talk about stealing the Bears' thunder before the season begins. Like, the biggest news in the NFC North was supposed to be our head coach. Right, the biggest news in the NFC North was supposed to be that the Lions got robbed, not only from a defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn is gone, but also from an offensive coordinator.
And they lost their center.
This was our thing, right? The biggest storyline in the NFC North when it came to player or coach, if you will, was supposed to be the guy that everyone wanted around the NFL the last couple of years in Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson coming to the Bears was supposed to be the biggest storyline happening in the NFC North. I feel like that's changed today. You can't choose a player of his caliber to be the bigger storyline over a first-year head coach in Ben Johnson. 312-644-6767. Judson Richards with you all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. Again, this is very much a scrap-the-rundown kind of evening. Glad to be with you to discuss the news of Micah Parsons being traded from the Dallas Cowboys. I still, of all the angles to go with this one, it's like, what the hell are you thinking, Jerry? Like, what are you thinking to find a player, number 12 overall, that they found Micah Parsons, to think that you would say goodbye? Like, every day, or at least every year when you sit down for the draft, when these guys gather in their rooms, you know, when we watch all of the combine coverage and we do all of our draft day prep and everything that we watch, right? We get to look into the offices and all of the phone calls and everything that's done and all of the handshakes. All you want on draft day is to find a player of Micah Parsons' caliber. That's all you're working towards. And then you end up trading him. You trade him because you got dirty, you got filthy of trying to land a deal without his agent, and you couldn't get a deal done. And now the Packers pay for it. We'll find out how much they'll benefit from it. 312-644-6767. Judson Richards with you here on 670 The Score. Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. Tony wants to talk about this with us. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing well.
I agree with what you said. The Bears are not one player away, and it's foolish to get rid of all that draft capital for one guy. You know, he is going to make a huge difference in the division. And they may end up winning the division with all the coaching changes in Detroit. But in my opinion, barring injury, if nobody figures out how to stop Saquon Barkley, they're going to be the representative again in the NFC going to the Super Bowl. They have such a solid team, and their offensive line is amazing. You know, the Packers, yeah, they improved their stock in the NFC Central for sure, for the North. But the Eagles still have to be beaten. But, yeah, it definitely makes Green Bay a much more formidable opponent, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Tony.
And, you know, the Bears, they still have to figure out how to get their offensive line intact before they do anything else, especially before they go out and get a defensive end. They need to shore up the offensive line.
Yeah, Tony, I was going to say, because we talked about this pre-show as well, pretty good day for the Eagles, right?
Great day for Philly. Great day.
I mean, imagine you're the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, wouldn't it be nice to be in a division where everyone just sort of makes decisions that's best for you? Like, the New York Giants are like, Saquon Barkley. So what if he can jump over people backwards? It's like, who needs that guy that's going to approach 2,000 yards?
He's our best player. We don't need him.
We don't need him. Even that owner tried to come in and give you an idea. It's like, he's kind of our most popular player. So the Giants say goodbye. The Eagles are like, hey, we'll pay Saquon Barkley. And then an organization that always gets deals done, right? The Eagles always seem to be one step ahead. And then there's Jerry Jones, who is always one step behind. So the NFC East, all the teams in the NFC East, I'm thinking about the Commanders as well. I mean, that's a pretty good day for the Commanders when it's like, yeah, we don't really have to game plan for that. Like, this thing that we thought we were going to have to game plan for twice a year of the disrupting player that's one of the best in the NFL that can be a game wrecker, we don't have to worry about that. Now the Bears do. That's the Bears' problem. Again, the deal that got done today, the Cowboys, they do get a player. They get defensive tackle Kenny Clark, 2 first-round picks in return. Parsons agrees to a 4-year, $188 million deal with the Packers that includes $120 mil fully guaranteed at signing. $120 mil fully guaranteed at signing makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. And the Packers, for my money, yeah, they are divisional favorites. You've got the Lions who lost both coordinators. We'll find out how much that means very, very quickly. Then you got the Minnesota Vikings who I know that Sam Darnold feels a little bit like a Kevin O'Connell creation. But I watched Sam Darnold throw for well over 4,000 yards last year, 30-plus touchdowns. Like, there's only so much I'm going to take away from a player and point and give a coach credit. But Sam Darnold is no longer with the Minnesota Vikings. And Ben Johnson is now here in Chicago after averaging 33 points a game for the Lions. So, you know, you've got the Lions that lost a lot. You've got the Vikings that are going to run out of quarterback that has never played in an NFL game before. And then you've got the Green Bay Packers who find themselves with Micah Parsons. It's hard to not put the Packers at the very top of the NFC North after today. And you can't put the Bears there because they can't name a left tackle as of yet.
And thank God they got 14 weeks to figure that out before he comes to town. Or are they coming here for, I can't remember. Either way, they got 14 weeks to get it figured out before they have to face him.
Yeah, right. And either way, studs, it's going to be really close together because week 14 and week 16, they got the Green Bay Packers. Listen, last year, I was like, oh, the schedule lines up really well for the Bears because they don't have to go against the NFC North until the back half of the season. So Caleb Williams, a true rookie, right? He'll be able to figure some things out and he'll be able to get more comfortable. No. At this stage of the game, Parsons is in the NFC North. You know, who Theo Benedict is going to be stopping Micah Parsons. How about that? The guy from the University of British Columbia, undrafted, going up against Micah Parsons. But, I mean, this is just one of those today where the inability of Jerry Jones ultimately to operate an NFL organization benefits another team. That other team just happens to be the Green Bay Packers. So the Packers benefit because of Jerry Jones' ineptitude, and now the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears all have to pay the price of it. The question is, should Ryan Poles have been more aggressive in a move like this? Now, as Tony and I just talked about, you want to jump in, 312-644-6767. No, they were not just one player away. But do you ever not make a phone call when an age 26 player who looks to have Hall of Fame ability and has put that on paper so far, do you ever not make the call and figure out what it would cost? Again, Micah Parsons. Since 1982, Parsons is one of two players to record at least 12 sacks in each of their first four seasons. The other player goes by the name of Reggie White. Hall of Famer Reggie White did that back in 1985 through the 1988 season. So I would hope that Ryan Poles made some phone calls. Now, would the Bears have had to give up Montez Sweat? You may say, oh, I would flip Montez Sweat for Micah Parsons. Okay, but then you're also sending two first-round picks.
The question becomes, is there any player, and this can be league-wide, is there any player on the Bears who you wouldn't trade in place for Micah Parsons?
Any player?
Any single player. I think you might draw the line at Caleb Williams just because then Tyson Bagent becomes your quarterback and it's a different conversation. Right? And some people might like that. But I don't know, short of Caleb Williams, because he's the starting quarterback and you've invested all this in him, I don't know if there's a single player on the Bears you wouldn't flip. Jalen Johnson? Yeah, okay. I know that makes the secondary weaker, but now your defensive line is Montez Sweat and Micah Parsons.
So you would have given up Montez Sweat in two first round picks for Micah Parsons,
100%
to pay him that much money. Again, let me remind you.
Now the money is on the surface saying the player and the picks. Yes, the money becomes a tricky aspect. But on the other side of that, if you're giving up Montez Sweat's contract, now that's off the books. The Bears, I think, actually have more room to make that contract work. Maybe. I'd have to look at the books. Well, I don't want to go there.
The Bears have the fourth highest paid defense in the NFL. Now, as you mentioned, you would be in this scenario, you would have been swapping Montez Sweat for Micah Parsons. So that would have taken some of the money off the books. The one area, again, like the one area where you may be able to make a case or consider it is because you still have a quarterback on a rookie deal. Right? The Packers are paying Jordan Love big time money.
He's the highest paid player. Well, was the highest
at
paid
one
player
point
on the team.
Sure, which means which means he's, you know, very close to one of the top paid quarterbacks. So it's interesting to think about with Caleb Williams not paying him big time money, even if you gave it like a 3-year runway, would it be something you would consider to get a player of that caliber? That sounds like a good question for Chris Emma of 6-7 The Score. We could talk about with him. Also coming up in just over 20 minutes, Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 The Fan. We will go to Milwaukee. They will get the reaction. We are reacting to the major news affecting the Bears. Micah Parsons becomes a Green Bay Packer. We'll continue this conversation right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.